This work is concerned with the simulation of three-dimensional turning, a widely used machining process in which a translating cutting tool comes into contact with a rotating cylindrical workpiece, as shown in Figure 1. The emergence of advanced materials for the aerospace, automotive, biomedical, and energy sectors has created major challenges for turning and other machining processes, as these materials possess poor machinability. Recently, a method of dry lubrication to improve machinability has been proposed by our partners in the MC221 project, whereby silver nanoparticles are embedded in a titanium silicon nitride layer. The cutting tool is coated with this protective layer, and during machining, the silver acts as a dry lubricant, out-diffusing to the contact interface. In this work, we neglect mass transport of the silver. Instead, we regard dry lubrication solely as a means for reducing friction. We assess the effects of reducing the coefficient of friction at the contact interface by tracking forces acting on the cutting tool, energy dissipation during the machining process, and maximum tool temperature. Note that the configuration in Figure 1 is not the one we simulate. For our problem setup, we assume the radius of the cylindrical workpiece is much larger than the contact zone. Thus, we neglect curvature of the contact zone and simulate the idealized turning process shown in Figure 2A. Here, the flat workpiece is fixed, and the cutting tool translates in the directions of feed and surface cutting. Action of the cutting tool removes material from the workpiece, causing a continuous chip formation, as shown in Figure 2B. Three-dimensional simulations of the idealized turning problem were done using the commercial finite element code DFORM3D, developed by the Scientific Forming Technologies Corporation. Tool geometry and machining parameters were taken from experiments performed by our project partners. Further, the workpiece was made sufficiently long in our simulations in the surface cutting direction so as to ensure that we reached quasi-steady state conditions. The cutting tool was made of tungsten carbide, and it was coated with a titanium silicon nitride coating. The workpiece was made of titanium alloy, which is well known for its poor machinability. Cases were run at fixed feed rate and depth of cut at three different surface cutting speeds of 80, 100, and 120 meters per minute. Further, the frictional response at the contact interface between the coated tool and workpiece was modeled using classical Coulombic friction, taking coefficients of friction values of 0.5, 0.25, 0.125. In Figure 4, we show the force in the surface cutting direction acting on the tool versus time. The corresponding energy dissipation can be interpreted from this graph as a function of the area under the force curve in Figure 4. In Figure 5, we show the maximum temperature of the tool versus time. For surface cutting speeds of 100 and 120 meters per minute, reducing the coefficient of friction caused a decrease in peak forces, energy dissipation, and temperatures. Note how at the lowest surface cutting speed of 80 meters per minute, reducing the coefficient of friction caused peak force to decrease, energy dissipation to increase, and maximum tool temperature to first increase before eventually decreasing. These results show that lubrication is only effective for sufficiently high cutting speeds. In contrast, at low cutting speeds, lubrication is less useful and can even be counterproductive. Ultimately, one can associate the reduction in tool wear with a reduction in friction, as we have assessed in this work. Thank you very much for your time. This work was done by the UT Austin group.